a 7-day operation. This is ABC News. Wildfires burning throughout California, including in the Los Padres National Forest in the central part of the state and in Los Angeles County to the south. ABC's Trevor Ault is in that fire zone with more.
A frightening scene as wildfires rage in California. LA County declaring a local emergency. The Canyon Fire exploding in size, reaching nearly 5,000 acres in less than 24 hours. Flames bearing down on hundreds of homes and power lines, forcing evacuations and damaging several structures.
California store owner Joanna Avenatto opened a resale shop to capitalize on the boo-boo craze, but says she was targeted by thieves this week who stole nearly $30,000 worth of the plush little monsters.
We worked so hard to get to this point, and for them just to come in like nothing and take it all away, you know, it's really bad.
The LA County Sheriff's Office is investigating. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. Non-commercial radio stations across Wisconsin and the country could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lakota Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are 4 games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. Wow, I had 3 hard contacts on base 3 times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively, and of course defensively he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks, and you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, with a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 81 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. We love meshing the two, bringing you all the local happenings and the timeless hits that you have loved for decades and still love today. Also, if you'd like a nice, like 10 minutes or less, catch up on news and sports and some entertainment, the Daily News Roundup podcast is available for you daily. It's updated daily, hence the name. And you can always find that at WGBW.fm.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? GBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about
Local news and time with hits. It's WGBW. Football officially back. Preseason, yes, it's not the regular season, but we're one step closer to it. Games last night, there's some more tonight with the Browns and Panthers, the Lions and the Falcons, and the Commanders, and who do they play? The Patriots. I just had it. There we go. And then also, of course, the Jets coming to Lambeau tomorrow. So that game will be not the last. There's a few games on Sunday, too, as well. So an entire weekend of football, I mean, you can't go
wrong. Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey, Ashwaubenon, get ready for one of the biggest community events of the year. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And the Ashwaubenon 2025 Blast and Family Fun Athlon is Saturday, August 9th from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. at the Ashwaubenon Park. There's going to be a car show, free swimming, $5 wristbands will get you unlimited games, bounce houses, face painting, balloon animals, and you can round out the day by listening to the Cougars. There's so much going on. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events. Don't miss this.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Up on the roof.
On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
At night the stars put on a show for free. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Up on the roof.
local news and timeless hits on WGBW. And you give us about 4.5 minutes and we'll deliver another local news update from our Civic Media studios in downtown Green Bay. Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. The Monkees. And the very last movie I saw in theaters was a scary movie because I love them, called The Monkey, based on a Stephen King short story. That is streaming on Hulu. So if you're looking to stay up all night, have some nightmares, there you go. It's streaming. Also, here's a local news update from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa Indians has taken a blow in a long dispute over road access. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday that four disputed roads on tribal land must remain open to the public. Judge William Conley ruled that homeowners have valid right-of-way easements, even though those easements were acquired by non-tribal developers decades ago and are now expired. For more than a decade, the Lac des Flambeaux Band has sought compensation from the town for use of these roads. They've asked for $10 to $20 million for permanent right-of-way access. When negotiations failed in 2023, the tribe took action. It blocked the roads for 6 weeks. The town has maintained the roads for decades. In 2024, it spent $600,000 to secure temporary access, which wiped out the entire budget for the town's roads. The town then asked for help from local, state, and federal governments, but none came. Last year, the tribe took steps to reinstall barricades, but were blocked from doing so by the court. In a statement yesterday, the Lac des Flambeaux Band said Conley's ruling overlooked key elements of federal law that protect tribal lands and sovereignty. The case could be appealed. A status hearing is set for September 5th. Governor Evers visited Green Bay yesterday as part of a stop related to the state budget. He toured the Brown County Oral Health Partnership Clinic. Senator Tammy Baldwin was also in Green Bay yesterday. She held a roundtable on tariff impacts on local businesses. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, with a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
Too late, baby.
I believe, 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 I
I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. Hey, baby, I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
Local news and timeless hits play right here on WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. If you're looking for something fun to do with the family, we've got you covered. What you can do and where you can do it. Bounce houses, car shows, the works. Stick around right here on 97.9 FM.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
7.9 FM. I'm Laura McKenna. If you are looking to have some family fun, the Ashwaubenon Blast is happening. It's a family event. There's going to be a ton for the entire family to do, whether you're into car shows, maybe you're one of the little ones into bounce houses. I mean, there's food, there's fun. What more could you ask for at Ashwaubenon Park? That starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow and goes all the way until 10 p.m.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin.
purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid. But that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
And the new music, and a special thank you to the Press Gazette. Kendra Meinhardt at the Green Bay Press Gazette. A very, very nice article if you saw that in the paper, or you can get the article online. Thanks for giving us some love on 97.9 FM.
Love you've been denying.
timeless hits. We're not here to recreate the past. We just want to play its soundtrack. 97.9 WGBW.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know, to say goodbye to you, wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you and dream of you.
Two, three. for Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department has subpoenaed the New York Attorney General Letitia James over her office's civil probes into President Trump's business dealings and the NRA, says ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York.
The two cases were successful. Now federal prosecutors, we're told, are subpoenaing for information to see whether James, in the course of those cases, violated the civil rights of either the president or the NRA.
James' spokesman called this a weaponization of the justice system. A three-judge appeals panel blocked a lower court's effort to bring contempt proceedings against the Trump administration over how it handled the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Today's the deadline imposed by the president for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face stiffer sanctions.